Dodgers, Yankees. When I say that, what does that mean to you?
Well, if you're going back to my era with the Dodgers in Brooklyn and the places that I was with them against the Yankees, we never thought we could beat them. We begin to think that way until Pee Wee Reese got us one day and told us in the clubhouse, you have got to understand, guys, that we can beat this team, and we're going to beat them this year. And we did beat them in 1955, but I thank God for Johnny Padres. He made it happen.
Yeah, and that was an unbelievable year, just for the franchise, for the city, for everything. I mean, it was the culmination, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. And we finally won one championship, and then we beat them more when we became the Los Angeles Dodgers.
1963 to sweep them, though. What would that mean to this franchise to sweep the mighty Yankees?
What would that mean to the Brooklyn fans if we could have swept the
Dodgers? Oh, wow.
The Yankees in Brooklyn.
Yeah, but at the time, looking back, how big was that to sweep the Yankees in 63?
It was. I wasn't with them then.
No, I know.
I wasn't with them, but it was a great thing historically for them because that had never happened for the Dodgers before, and that was another historical movement for the Dodgers against the Yankees.
So is there one moment that you remember from the games you pitched against the Yankees in 55?
Yes. The game I lost. And that was 1949 in the World Series against Allie Reynolds. I was a rookie that year. And started that game. I had 11 strikeouts. Allie Reynolds had 13 strikeouts. But in that game, I lost it 1-0. Tommy Hendrick hit a home run in the ninth inning. But I did something that nobody else ever did to this great, famous Yankee baseball player.
Yeah, what?
I struck out Joe DiMaggio 4 times that day in that game.
Wow.
And later I got to know Joe very well. We played golf together. And I said to him, Mr. D, did anybody ever strike you out 4 times in the game? He said, nobody but you, Newcomb, and don't you talk about it too much.
That's a great story. Thanks, Doc. Good to see you, man.